Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Well, as we near the end of 2013, we launch a series of programs on taking a clear, positive step forward in the new year. And I'm not necessarily talking about an increase in material possessions or a giant promotion at work, although none of those would be bad necessarily, but I'm talking about bringing more peace, joy, and fulfillment into your daily life so that your second half of life exceeds all prior expectations. You know, millions worldwide at middle age, indeed at any age, are suffering from sickness in their spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies, and the sickness may not be life-threatening disease or a life-altering physical ailment. It may just be continual stress, loneliness, or lack of joy at work or at home, poor relationships with others, or just not feeling good about who and where we are today and where we're headed tomorrow. And we all know the basic keys to a joyful and productive physical life are good health, good relationships, and flourishing finances. And at midlife, so many of us are struggling with one or more of these areas, and we become more and more frustrated. We bang our heads against the wall to overcome blockages. And our guest today tells us there is a spiritual reason for every significant blockage in our lives. And he's also here to inform that you and I have the power to overcome these blockages and to heal ourselves by first healing the soul. And you and I can create soul-hearing miracles to positively transform our spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. And our guest today is Dr. Zhizhong Sha, better known around the world as Master Sha. And he's a best-selling New York Times author of numerous books, including the most famously the Soul-Healing Miracles series. And he's trained as a doctor of Western medicine in China. He's also trained as a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, and he's grand master of Eastern arts, including Tai Chi, Kung Fu, calligraphy, and several others. And he combines the essence of Western medicine with Eastern healing arts and modern spirituality. He's founder of the Institute of Soul, Mind, Body Medicine, and he has a brand new book that we'll introduce you to today, Soul Hearing Miracles, Healing Miracles, Ancient and Sacred Wisdom, Knowledge, and Practical Techniques for Healing the Spiritual, Mental, Emotional, and Physical Bodies. And hello, Master Sha, and it's indeed an honor to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Roy. This is my honor and to be interviewed by you.
Well, in your book, you tell us that you have the power to heal yourself, you have the power to heal others, and all of us have within the potential to be great healers. Can you briefly explain why this is so, and why so few of us recognize that we have this power, and so few of us use it?
Thank you so much. In ancient teaching, millions of people are searching for ancient wisdom. There are three words, Jing, Qi, and Shen. Jing, J-I-N-G, Jing. Jing means matter. Qi, C-H-I, I think many people know Qi, vital energy,
yeah.
Life force. You heard about that also.
Yeah.
This is a popular word. Another word is called Shen, S-H-E-N. Shen means soul.
Oh,
or spirit. So in quantum physics, they talk about the information and the message. I repeat again to all the listeners, in ancient sacred teaching, a human being is made of Jing, Qi, and Shen,
yeah.
Which means our body is made of matter, energy, and soul. It's
yeah.
easy to understand. You know, Roy, in everybody, people talk about body, mind, spirit. Yeah. But this is from the ancient teaching, Jing Qi Shen.
Yeah.
So in my teaching, it's soul, mind, body. I call soul, mind, body medicine. Now we are creating soul, mind, body science.
Yeah.
So you ask me how people can heal. Okay, the ways like this. In this book, Soul Healing Miracles, I share with the humanity because a person, Roy, Ji Gang Sha, you know, everybody, yeah. We are made of Jing Qi Shen, but if we are sick, so our blockage is on the Jing Qi Shen level.
Yeah.
So, for example, matter, where's the matter? Inside the cell. So
yeah.
There are cell units. A cell has nucleus, the DNA, RNA, so there are liquid. So cell, there's so many matter inside the cell,
yeah.
In the organ. So therefore, matter could be blocked. So where's energy? One cell, I say, think about our heart, bang da, bang da, bang da, bang da, contraction, or expansion. Also lung, every moment we are breathing, so after eating the meal, our stomach are contracting, expanding. So one cells, one cellular vibration, matter inside the cells, radiate out to the energy around the cells. Just try to imagine that the picture. So therefore, the energy flow in the whole body. So therefore, in traditional Chinese medicine, Roy, and you are familiar with meridians, correct?
Yeah.
You know, a chart is a meridians, a special energy pathway. So people on acupuncture, they put the needles on the acupuncture point, which is on the meridians. So we are familiar energy healing, the southern kind of energy healing. So therefore, and qi is a very popular word. So what I want to tell everybody is that matter is inside the cell. Qi energy is around the cell.
Yeah.
Qi flow on the space between the cell and between the organs. So where is the soul? Soul is the spirit. So and this is ancient wisdom. Every organ, every body, every system, every cell, every DNA, RNA has a soul.
Yeah.
So that's the part people may not aware. People understand my knee, my liver, you know, my colon, and my brain. But the people do not think, you know, the organ has a soul. In my last series, Soul Power series, and I published 10 books, I explain what is a soul, what the soul can do for our life.
Yeah.
So here today, we are talking about every system, every organ, every cell has a soul, and that the soul, spirit, which is a light being.
Yeah.
So like acupuncture meridians cannot see in the physical eye. So energy pathway, you have to open spiritual channel, third eye, to see that. So I'm teaching soul system. Every organ, every cell has a light being. They are invisible for our normal eyes. They are visible for the highly developed spiritual being. So therefore, regardless we can see the soul or not, when we understand every organ, every cell, every part of the body have a soul, so therefore, how to heal our organ, the knee, the back, you know, the circulation system, is we pay attention to soul, mind, the body. And my teaching, soul is the boss. Like Roy just now shared with everybody, my teaching, heal the soul first, then the healing of mind and the body will follow. For example, people have knee pain. The knee is the body we know, but very rare people think about the knee has a mind. So when we talk about mind, we talk about brain. But what is the mind? The mind means consciousness. So therefore, every cell, every organ has a consciousness. Soul is the spirit. So about the knee, everybody knee, the knee has a soul, mind, body. So therefore,
so my knee is conscious that it's hurting then.
What? Huh?
I said my knee then is conscious that it's hurting.
Yeah. So therefore, how do we heal our knee? So this my teaching, Soul Healing Miracle, is we have four power techniques.
Okay.
The first technique is the body power. So, for example, we use knee as example.
Yeah.
Then you put the one hand on knee, just put the hands there. Everybody, for example, now this moment, when you listen to the program, then if some people have a back pain, you just put one palm on the back.
I see.
So one palm on the knee, on leg, you know, neck, whatever, shoulder. You put anywhere. For example, if you have hypertension, you put your one hand on the heart area.
It's almost winter time, and let's put our hand. Let's talk about addressing a common cold, because a lot of us are coming down with that in cold and flu season. Where do we put our hand for that? On the chest, is it?
Thank you, Roy. It's correct. Put the one palm on the chest area.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly you choose the right area. And also another palm put below the navel.
Yeah.
You may ask me, why you put the hands below the navel? Because the energy center, the vitality, immunity, the key is below the navel. There's an energy source below the navel. So therefore, put the one palm on the chest, put the one palm below the navel. This is called body power technique.
So that'd be step one, then.
Yes. The step two, you talk about second technique, is a soul power technique. So when you read my books, it's very clear. There are so many exercises. So what is the soul power techniques? I give name called Say Hello Healing. Say hello. Like, you know, I just met Roy today. Hi, Roy. I'm very happy to be interviewed. It's a great honor to serve. So say hello. So, and I'm teaching humanity how to say hello to the body. For example, dear soul, mind, body of my lungs, my bronchial tubes, I love you. So very important, tell them I love you. So you know, usually people, you love the person, love your friend.
Yeah.
Very few people say, I love my lung, love my heart.
I wonder if people have been heavy smokers for years say they love their lungs. They certainly haven't treated them that way.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. You're smoking a lot, and you hurt your lung. Your lung is suffering every day, you know. So therefore, so for healing, my teaching, love melts all blockages. And plans from all life. And Roy, I want to share one story. One time I was in Toronto, a lady has a serious arthritis.
Oh,
so in the workshop, I said, everybody put one palm below the knee, one palm below the knee, like we are doing one palm on the chest, one palm on the knee. I said, just give love to the knee.
Yeah.
I love my knee. Some people are back. Huh? Here, I love my chest. I love my lungs. I love my bronchial tube. And I spend 7 minutes just give love. You know what happened, Roy? Yeah. After 7 minutes, the lady stood up. The lady, tear flew out from her eyes. She said that in 15 years, this is the first time she feels such release after 7 minutes about the love practice.
Yeah.
So how to heal, Roy? So this is my teaching. Maybe for some people it's new. Please give a try. For example, now everybody, you just put a lung, common cold. I love my lungs. I love my lungs. I love my lungs. I love my bronchial tubes. I love, 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 love. Just connect with love. Think about the divine, the heaven, you know, mother's love, you know, the true love, the love from the heart. It's very simple. So therefore, it's a second technique. Just say hello and connect with the soul of the organ. This movement for common cold is for lungs.
Yeah.
My third technique is we are going to do mind power.
I see.
Mind power is, you know, put our mind. When you meditate, where do you visualize? So now you, when you do a healing, you close eyes for, you know, just for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you just think about, okay, my lungs.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Very simple in my teaching, visualize light.
Yeah.
And what light, Roy? It's a golden light. It's the best light.
Yeah, right.
You know,
golden light.
Gold light, yes, in my teaching, this is ancient wisdom. Golden light shines, all the sickness disappears.
Doesn't it come in through the top of your head and then you imagine it radiating and down into your chest? Is that how you do that?
That's exactly right. Thank you for that. You know, and you know, how do you do a golden light, a golden light, a golden light, a golden light? Very simple. You can sing. Golden light, a golden light, a golden light, a golden light. For example, everybody, you can just come down. Let me just sing 10 times for you. You feel the vibration. Just 10 times. Start out. Golden light, 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 golden light. A little bit chanting.
Maybe we'll make a record of that. You're a pretty good singer there.
So, and Roy? Roy, yeah. Maybe with the first time we talk about it, I teach soul song all over the world.
Yeah.
And the divine gave me a soul song called I Love My Heart and Soul, I Love All Humanity.
Yeah.
Join the heart and the souls together, love, yeah. Peace, and harmony, love, yeah. Peace, and harmony. So this soul song has created thousands of soul healing miracles.
Yeah.
Because God's soul song has such a vibration. People understand the vibration, right. And the frequency.
Yeah.
So therefore, you see, I recorded. In fact, I have lots of CD. But I want people to know this Love, Peace, Harmony soul song, you can get gifts from my teaching. I made such a beautiful CD. People can go to my website. Roy, can I share my website to the people?
Oh, of course. I was going to ask you what that was, but we still need to get the fourth step.
Yeah, fourth step like this. First step is the sound power.
Yeah.
You can see body power, put a hand. The second is say hello, soul power technique. The third, mind power, put your mind on the lungs. Shining, think about golden light. The fourth one, exactly, sound power. Let me sing a Love, Peace, and Harmony, because we have Love, Peace, Harmony movement for the whole world.
Yeah.
I have 100,000 students all over the world.
Yeah.
Let me sing for everybody. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. So sang. Lu la, lu la li. Lu la, lu la la li. Lu la, lu la li. Lu la, lu la li. Lu la. La li lu la. Okay.
Wouldn't it be great to get all the world leaders together singing that?
Oh, that is a dream.
Wars.
That's a dream. Thank you so much. World leader. Everybody should sing Love, Peace, and Harmony. And the people can download this one in my website.
Oh, great.
Give
us that website.
Yeah, thank you. www.drsha. Shah, my family name, and Dr. Shah, SHA.com, and people can download this soul song. And also, Roy, I have a daily live streaming now.
Oh,
I have just started. People can go to Facebook and find Facebook.com/ Dr. Master Shah.
Oh,
so, and connect with a live stream. Every day I spend 1 hour. I have Dr. and Master Shah soul healing miracle teaching and practice daily.
Yeah.
Oh, people respond so much.
Oh, sounds like a wonderful thing to do. That's on Facebook, you said.
Yes.
Yeah,
I just lead the people chanting, like just now, I chant with everybody, and people chant with me, do a body power technique, a soul power technique, and a mind power technique, and also sound power techniques, so that just lead people to practice.
Yeah, I love on your website you show the divine healing hands where you lower your hand and say, transmit real loud. You can feel the power going into that person that you're transmitting to.
Thank you so much, Roy, for your study and also to find out my service. Roy, I can offer a divine the love golden light ball to all the listeners. Do you want me to do one like that?
Oh, yes, do that.
I give example, I just come back from Germany. A lady came to stage. She said, my mother has a deaf. Completely in one side, almost complete, cannot hear anything.
Mm.
I offer free divine love, golden light ball. Within 3 to 4 days, her mother miracle happened, her mother can heal again.
Oh,
so anyway, let me do a job. Thank you, Roy, for you giving me this opportunity. Every listener, just relax. I offer divine the soul treasures as a gift. Divine the order, divine the love, golden light ball, download it to your body and relax. And you can use for any part you need it for healing. Everybody relax. Like Roy said, the transmission, I will give this little order. Transmission! Okay, good. And I how to do dear divine the love, golden light ball, I heal my common cold today. I heal my knee, heal my back, heal my hip, I heal my digestive problem, heal my depression, heal my anger. So physical body, emotional body, this book, Soul Healing Miracles, Roy introduced at the beginning, ancient and new secret wisdom, knowledge, and practical techniques for healing the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. That, for example, any part of the body, dear divine, the love, golden light ball, please heal. That divine love, golden light ball, heal me. Divine love, golden light ball, heal me. My teaching, love melts all block. You chanting, you could feel better. This is many practices, little practice in the Soul Healing Miracle new books.
Yeah, and how can somebody get your latest book?
Thank you so much. Roy, this is the first interview. I just come back from the Europe for more than 1 month.
Oh,
You're the first interview me. I have a lot of interview from now on. So people can, the normal publishing day is November and 12, but the book is available already. And the day after tomorrow, Wednesday, I will go to bookstore to sign the book. People can go to Amazon.com,
yeah.
The Bond of Nova, anywhere you can get in my book. Just search my name.
By the time this goes on the air in a couple of weeks, I'm sure the book will be out anyway, so they can get that. But you can always go to Amazon and get that. And I also highly recommend Master Shah's website, www.drsha.com, because there's a wealth of information there, and of course that Facebook he mentions. And you know, if you're like me, a lot of Master Shah's techniques are vastly different from what those of us in Western society are used to, and there's nothing wrong with healthy skepticism. Can I really self-heal illness, physical ailments, or depression by transforming my soul? But I strongly urge you to get a hold of Master Shao's book and give it a try, because, you know, it's great to say it won't work, and then you know it won't work if you don't try it. So I had an opportunity to preview his book, and now I'm going to go back and perform some of the exercises, and my wife will also, because she's had some leg pains, and we're going to... You didn't even mention the calligraphy that you include in that book.
Roy, can I have 1 minute to explain the calligraphy?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. In the book cover page has a calligraphy and also backside. So inside the book, I have probably 8 calligraphy, Chinese calligraphy. I ask divine and the source in heaven to put the Jing Qi Shen. Remember, I said that matter, energy, soul.
Yeah.
So now, let me hold the book. I hold the book. Everybody, there's a calligraphy inside the book. Everybody choose one part of the body. I will give you 1 minute healing. How do you do this? My teaching. Dear and the source calligraphy with the healing energy, please bless me. Everybody, I will sing 1 minute. Hey, course, the calligraphy healed me. The energy from the calligraphy removed the blockages. I deeply appreciated the source of calligraphy. Please help me. Thank you for the energy, for the love. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can learn from the book. Put the book, like Roy said, put the book on your wife's leg area.
Yeah,
ask, please heal me, heal me, heal me. Try it, try to experience.
Yeah. Well, a most humble thank you, Master Shaw, for sharing your life-changing insights with us today. And I would strongly urge all of you to check out Dr. Shaw's website at www.drshaw.com. And thank you so much, Master Shaw, for joining us today.
It's my great honor. Thank you.
It's an honor to have you, and best of success in your new book. Well, we continue on the topic of moving forward in the new year, and here's an interesting variation on the theme of New Year's resolutions. How about creating a personal bucket list, those goals you want to accomplish or at least launch early in the new year? And our second guest today here is here to talk about bucket list strategies and charting your course for embracing and accomplishing your goals in the new year. And the first question to ask yourself is, why do I need a bucket list? Perhaps you're totally satisfied with your life today, your career, relationships, health, lifestyle, service to others. If so, congratulations, you are truly blessed and you're also highly unusual. But when you stop to think about it, are you really that happy? Is your life today truly all that you want it to be, with most days filled with positive interactions and joyful expectations? Are you really living the life you were created to enjoy? Well, like most of us, you may realize that your life today is not all that you want it to be. And if that's true, what was your wake-up call? Maybe an accident or a serious illness that reminded you that you're not here forever. Maybe a divorce, retirement, death of a loved one, any life-altering circumstance or event that shook up your status quo, or maybe it was just reaching a milestone age, and we've all been through that in middle age, 40, 50, or 60, whatever. And our guest tells us he woke up to new life goals after having a dream, and our guest is Russell Shippey, and he was a highly successful, hard-driving business owner, grew a small family-owned insurance agency into a multi-million-dollar business. He acquired boats, cars, beautiful home, and real estate along the way, but he was also somewhat bored, stressed, exhausted, and unfulfilled. And following his wake-up call, he sold his business in the late 90s. And today, Russell is a writer, speaker, mentor, business advisor, life coach, philanthropist, and volunteer. And he's author of the book, Our Journey is Our Work, Creating My Obituary, A Guide to Personal Growth. And hello, Russell, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Good morning, Roy. Nice to be here.
Well, you remarkably, you had a dream that prompted you to change your life. Tell us what that dream was. I think it's very interesting.
Well, it was one of those vivid dreams. Some would call it a nightmare, but it's something that you remember when you wake up and it changes your life.
Yeah.
And I was in the casket in my local church.
Huh.
And I looked up, and the preacher was pointing at me with his finger. And he said he was a great insurance agent. And I thought, my God, I don't want to be known as a great insurance agent. There is more to life for me than that.
Yeah. You know, that's so funny because I had a dream that was somewhat similar, which I mentioned in my book. I was also dead, but I'd moved beyond lying in the casket. I was dead, but I faced the same old career and pattern of life for all eternity, the same deadlines and pressures I'd been working under for the past several years. And it certainly wasn't heaven. And I woke up and I said, you know, if the current career and lifestyle is my blueprint for hell, I think it's time for a change. It's funny that we both have that dream of being dead.
Well, we both needed something to shock us enough that we were willing to change.
Yeah, that's true.
And if we don't change, if we don't do what we need to do, we keep getting the message.
Yeah, that's true. Well, once you've made the decision to change your life at midstream, what are some of the smart must-do items that should be on your bucket list or your goals to change? What are some of the things we need to consider in changing?
Well, Roy, the first thing is when you make that decision. And once you make that decision, you have to sit down and, in writing, put down those things which you want to and have to do.
Yeah, very true.
And then you schedule them.
Yeah.
Because it is so easy, as you mentioned, it's so easy for life to get in the way.
Yeah.
It's so easy for other people's goals and objectives to be put on us, and
yeah,
our life goes on hold while we're trying to satisfy somebody else.
Yeah, and there's always, when such and such happened, I'll change, you know, when the divorce goes through or when my children are in college or whatever. There's so many whens that we put off making any real change.
Tomorrow never comes.
Yeah, and when it gets here, a new when pops up, right?
I find in working with people, if they put it in writing what they truly want, what
yeah,
the bucket list item is, what the goal is,
yeah,
and then they make a plan,
yeah,
and put that on a timeline,
yeah,
or on a schedule. And we all have 5 minutes or a half an hour,
yeah,
that we waste every day that we could do one thing, one
yeah,
little thing towards our goal.
That's,
and that
sure,
one thing will make us feel good.
Yeah.
And pretty soon it's done. It's accomplished.
Yeah. I always, when in that type of thing, I always say you maybe should follow the cupcake strategy like the college basketball or football coaches and put some of the things you're more confident you can accomplish first. And, you know, like they schedule these pancake teams early in the season to build up confidence. So once you conquer some of those, then you move on to some of the more difficult ones. I don't know if that's the best way, but that's one way you could consider.
Well, it works because it's a small step, and every step, every success leads to further success. You don't want to say, I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And you're not a success until you do that. You
yeah,
might say, I'm going to walk 3 miles this week.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You walk the 3 miles, and that's a success, and that's the first step towards building up your stamina so you could climb Everest if that was your true goal.
Yeah, I think I'll pass up on that one.
I'll pass up with it also.
I climbed Mount Pikes Peak in Colorado one time on an incline railroad.
I did climb Mount Washington.
Oh, yeah, I climbed that also one time when I was in New England. And I didn't take the cog train up there either. I hiked up there one time years ago.
I hiked up and I took the train back down.
Oh, I see. I like the one where you, in your promo, you say one of the bucket items might be to cultivate relationships as soon as possible. And, you know, like some of those things have been hanging over. Maybe you think thanks that you forgot to give or an apology or, you know, tell the people you love that you love them. That kind of thing is certainly important.
Well, when you really look at it, and when people come to the end of life and they start to talk and express things, it's more about people and relationships. And when people start to express regrets that they didn't spend more time with someone, that they didn't say certain things to them, it's a wake-up call for the rest of us to realize that we have an opportunity today to reach out to those people that mean the most to us.
Yeah.
And when we do it, they feel good and we feel good.
Yeah.
So it really is a win-win for everybody. And we learn that life is more about relationships than anything else. And interestingly, the movie, The Bucket List, turned around, and the two guys made a list of everything they wanted to do, all the adventures. And partway through, they stopped and went home to be with their families to mend relationships, because they realized that relationships and people come first.
Yeah, that was a good point they made in that movie. Yeah, I like the way in your book prologue you spell out your personal belief system, and what we do to one, we do to all, and what we do to another, we do to ourselves. I thought those were such good points you made in that prologue. Well, let's talk about your book, Our Journey is Our Work, Creating My Obituary. Where did you come up with the title? Especially that obituary part is interesting.
Well, through my dream, my nightmare, and my changing, I realized that the real work isn't the job of being an insurance agent.
Yeah.
It's really our journey through life is the work, and these jobs, these occupations, these relationships are all there as signposts guiding us and teaching us.
Yeah.
And as we look at the greatest traumas, the greatest tragedies in our own lives, and some of us have had more tragedies than others, those are great learning opportunities.
Very true.
And we've got to take them and move forward. Now, creating my obituary, putting that on the title of the book, that has some people say, boy, I want to read that book.
Yeah.
And other people say, by God, I'm going to look away. I will never read that book.
No.
But the point is that we are every day writing our obituary.
That's very
true. Obituary is a report card on what we have done in life.
Yeah.
And that means today and yesterday. Now, we talk about middle age. We're in November. It's a great time right now to stop and say, what did I accomplish this year?
Yes, that's true.
Or I have people write their obituary by Thanksgiving every year.
Huh.
And they update it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So when you write it, the majority of people will not be satisfied.
Yeah.
Is that all there is?
Yeah.
Is that all I did? Well, the good news is that dissatisfaction is like the dreams that you and I had.
Yeah.
Because the dissatisfaction is the energy and the motivation to make a difference.
Yeah, that's very true. In my book,
you know,
I take kind of a different tack, and I have people write a future obituary spelling out all they intend to accomplish in the second half of their life. And, you know, that's another way to spur yourself on. Of course, that's like a bucket list, really. But
Well, Roy, I'm sorry I haven't read your book yet, but I will. I do the same thing because we create the ideal obituary, and then we live to it. We put that ideal on a timeline.
Yeah, that's right.
When Michelangelo painted the Sistine Chapel, he didn't get up on a ladder and say, I got red paint and start to paint.
Pass me the paint.
he saw the finished product.
Yeah.
He knew what the product was before he started to paint. Well, in life, we need to write that future obituary, write the one we're proud of that makes us feel good, and then live our life backwards to today, what we have to do to live to that vision.
Yeah, that leads to another question that's probably the toughest of all for me is, what's the best way to determine your true purpose in life? You know, your career and vocation, your relationships and everything. We're so wrapped up in our day-to-day clutter that we probably have long since forgotten what we were placed on earth to accomplish and what our true calling is. How do you suggest that people, get into that and find out what they really want to be doing with their lives?
Well, it's a very difficult question, and different people find it different ways. I like to have people journal for themselves at the time when it's best for them. For me, it's 5 in the morning. Other people, it may be midnight.
Yeah.
And I give them all a series of questions. Yeah. But what happens over time, because you can't sit down and say, okay, this morning I'm going to decide what's best for my life.
Yeah, no, you can't. It just doesn't work that way.
But as you ask yourself the questions and as you start to write the answer, and truly it's in writing the answer,
yeah.
Because when you journal or when you write, things pop out that you don't expect.
Oh, that's so very true.
And it's more about feeling. What feels good to me? What resonates with me?
Yeah.
Not what my spouse or my parents or my society expects of me, because that's the wrong approach.
Yeah.
What resonates and feels good with me?
Yeah.
And I find for me, but also for most people, lose yourself in serving others.
Oh, you're so true in that.
And you will find yourself.
Yeah, that's so true. It's just impossible, really, to renew your life if you concentrate strictly on yourself and what you want for yourself, and certainly on material possessions, that type of thing. And serving others is really the greatest joy that I ever had in my life, and certainly you did in your life, I'm sure. It just works that way.
I have someone who has lost a spouse just a little over a year ago.
Oh.
And they were lost within themselves and their own grief.
Yeah.
And it's a very sensitive thing, obviously, to work with somebody like that.
Yeah,
but last week, they made what I consider a breakthrough comment.
Great.
They said, you know, it's time I helped other people.
Oh, yeah, that's the turning point when you reach that.
And they said, I've helped somebody, and I realize that helping them also helps me.
Yeah.
So it took a year, but they came to the breakthrough.
Yeah,
so
they're getting there.
As you start serving, as you do what feels good to you, as you look at a picture and it resonates, you know, I love to sail. But when I see a sailboat in the water, I feel good. When I go sailing, even in bad weather, I feel good. That means to me sailing is important.
Yeah.
But to someone else, they may think, God, I hate boats. But boy, when I think about going for a hike and I get excited, it feels good in my body. Well, that's when you know something resonates and works for you.
Yeah, that's
so. If we're quiet, if we journal, if we go into silence, we will see what works for us, and we can't pass judgment on it.
No.
It's not for judgment. It's not for anybody else.
No.
Roy, as you said, you and I were both insurance men at one point, certified property and casualty underwriters.
Yeah.
But that was just one part of our journeys that led us to where we are today.
That's exactly right. We
have many journeys. We have many turns in the road. We learn a lesson, and we move on to something new.
Well, how best can someone obtain your book, Our Journey is Our Work? And I guess you have an accompanying workbook that they can get as well.
Yes, I do. If you go to my website, you can either Google Russell Shippe, Shippee, or chartingmycourse.net. You can order the book from the website, and you get the workbook automatically with it.
Oh,
or you could find it on Amazon.com if you'd like to.
Yeah, you have to pay extra for the workbook on Amazon, don't you? I think that's probably
correct. Better off going to the website, but look up Russell Shippe or chartingmycourse.net.
Yeah, I know.
Order the book, and I will send you the workbook, and it's a perfect time of year to stop that, Roy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, for your Christmas gift, I would recommend two great books as presents to yourself or to dear friends and loved ones. in order to jumpstart the new year on a high note. One would be Russell Shippey's acclaimed book, Our Journey is Our Work. And it, along with that workbook, it sounds just a perfect thing to start the new year with. And, of course, I have to recommend my own book, A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, by Roy C. Richards. And that's a practical A to Z guideline on how to defend the life of your dreams and then transition yourself from present to future. And we have 18 self-help exercises and all kinds of practical advice on how to do that. And it would be a great accompaniment to Russell's book, I think. And you can check ours out at www.middleagerenewal.com and obtain a free gift. And tune in next week when we'll discuss how to create the life of your dreams in just 15 minutes a day. And thank you so much, Russell, for joining us here today. And best of success in your consulting practice and in your book sales.
You're welcome. Glad to be here. Thank you, Roy.
Well, as we approach the end of year holiday season, ask yourself three questions. Question number one, at midlife, am I genuinely content with all aspects of my life today? Health and vitality, relationships, career, finances, my spiritual being? Do I expect 2014 to be better than 2013 for me, my family, and my loved ones? Well, if not, it's time to get busy. And the third question, what can I do, beginning now over the holidays and carrying over into the new year, to bring joy, contentment, and fulfillment back into my life? You know, every one of us was created for a life filled with joy and service to others. And if you're not presently on a sustained positive journey to your intended destination, what threw you off track? Did you lose momentum gradually over the years, a number of years like I did? Maybe poor career choices, a marriage where the fire slowly burned out, maybe just the mind-numbing challenge of daily commuting, paying the bills, and raising kids. In contrast, was your fall from happiness sudden and traumatic, like a job loss, death of a loved one, a health crisis, an unexpected and unintended breakup of your marriage? Well, if you're less than satisfied with life at middle age, I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news first. Circumstances are highly unlikely to get better for you next year unless you take the initiative. Oh, maybe you'll get a raise or a promotion at work, get that new car, inherit some money, or your stocks may go up. But without a fundamental change in spirit and emotions, good times are not likely to last, are they? Without a fundamental change in you, simply changing jobs or ending or an old or starting a new relationship simply won't do the trick. It's got to start inside. The good news, it's possible to recharge your batteries and to wake up to life and begin life anew at any age, 40, 50, 60, heck, even 70 is not too old. I was in my late 50s when I rediscovered joy in my life. In fact, the latter years of middle age are an ideal point in life for renewal. Your kids are grown or soon will be. Hopefully you are better off financially than you were in your 20s or 30s. And best of all, you are still young enough to combine the vitality of youth with the maturity of middle age, and that's a winning combination. I know for that for a fact because I've been there and done that, and I have numerous friends and acquaintances of middle age who have successfully renewed their lives midstream. And I hear you skeptics out there who say it's too late for me and there simply are too many roadblocks in the way. I wish I could speak with each one of you personally, because you are not out of options. None of us can control the future and circumstances outside, but each of us controls our reaction to it. And if you're down in the dumps but no longer willing to accept circumstances the way they are, may I suggest my book, A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, by Roy C. Richards? Buy the book and join me in a step-by-step journey from where you are today to where you want to be tomorrow, a destination that you and you alone will define. It includes 21 comprehensive self-help exercises, so you're not just learning and reading, you're putting your new way of living into practice. And not only will you be aiming for a self-defined destination, you will begin enjoying every step of the journey along the way. Also, I guarantee you that no longer will you view life as a zero-sum game. You will envy no one else, and you will bring others along in a new positive attitude and way of living. You'll want to do that, I guarantee it, and it's a wonderful blessing once you do. As the man said in the old Alka-Seltzer commercial, try it, you'll like it. You can preview and order my book on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, or you can go directly to our website, www.middleagerenewal.com, and our book is available both in printed and in ebook Kindle versions. And whether you buy my book or not, this Christmas, give yourself a present that will keep on giving the rest of your life, and that's midlife renewal. And that's something well worth having. And thanks for joining us today, and a most joyous holiday season, both to you and yours. And join us next week for a very special holiday blessing. And thank you for tuning in to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.